The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What we did in 2016, the election, we call it, with a capital E, it's never been done before, and we're going to do it, I think, again in 2020, and the numbers are going to be even bigger.
Donald Trump getting a second term isn't merely doubling the damage. I think it's compounding. If he has 4 years and he doesn't have to face the voters, I think there is no bottom. I think the damage there will echo through not just another decade or two, it could echo through generations. So this isn't simply another election.
Well, this is it. 2020. A year that will end with what just might be the most important election of America's lifetime.
The last time we talked, 2020 seemed really far in the future. Here we are, and I feel like all I see is trees everywhere. Like, we are still in the wilderness a little bit. Not that there aren't pathways out. It's just that there's no obvious pathway out.
Welcome back to The Wilderness. I'm your host, Jon Favreau. In this season, we'll look for the path to victory in 2020 by visiting some of the most important battlegrounds of the election and talk to the strategists, organizers, and voters who'll decide the outcome. From the swing states of the Northeast,
people in the collar counties of Pennsylvania really care about what we are for and not who we are against.
To the suburbs of the Southwest.
Growing up here, I do think it's much more diverse. I think it's changing. I also think, you know, there's a Trump effect where even people who have been lifelong Republicans here think that it's gone too far and that's too extreme.
From southeastern battlegrounds like Georgia and Florida,
Georgia has the youngest population of a battleground state. We have the highest percentage of African Americans of a battleground state, and we've proven that both communities will turn out.
To the heartland of the American Midwest.
There is a group of Ohioans that might be more conservative than I am on guns or on choice or on marriage equality and gay rights generally, but they'll listen to a strong economic message.
And while we can't make any predictions, the one thing we know is that nothing about this election will be easy.
2020 feels to me like the battle of the bulge between what America has been and what it is becoming. And I think it is pretty safe to assume that Trump will get every last ounce of blood out of his coalition of restoration. It's a less decided question whether the coalition of transformation turns out in equal force.
Somehow, if we can find a way to keep this big, unruly party inspired, energized, and unified, we might just be okay.
There's nothing we can't do, but if we're divided, we will stand alone. And that's not who we are at our best. America's a young nation. We have been tested time and time again, and we have always overcome. And we've done so by coming together across lines of race and origin and language. And we can do that again.
So come join us in the wilderness, where the only way out is together. Subscribe to The Wilderness from Crooked Media, wherever you get your podcasts.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.